This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military says it has uncovered a major Hamas command center in the heart of Gaza City as pressure grows on Israel to scale back its devastating military offensive in the coastal enclave. The military's announcement Wednesday came as U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas's top leader arrived in Egypt for talks aimed at brokering a ceasefire that would put a temporary pause on over 2 months of heavy fighting and deliver a new deal for Hamas to swap Israeli hostages for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. U.S. President Joe Biden says he doesn't expect a hostage deal soon. VOA's Alexis Strope has more.
U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday he did not expect an Israel-Hamas deal for the release of hostages held in Gaza to be struck soon.
We're pushing it. There's no expectation at this point, but we are pushing it.
And your reaction to 20,000 dead in Gaza, that death toll reached today?
Tragic.
Nearly 20,000 deaths have been confirmed by the Gazan Health Ministry, with several thousand more bodies believed to be trapped under rubble. Israel says Hamas fighters killed 1,200 people, mainly civilians, on October 7th. Diplomats said a United Nations Security Council vote on a bid to boost aid to the Gaza Strip has again been delayed at the request of the U.S. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy on Wednesday welcomed the coalition of 10 navies that was formed to repel the Houthi threats.
This is a threat not just to Israel, but to global maritime trade, to the peace and security of international maritime routes.
The Houthis since last month have fired drones and missiles at international vessels sailing through the Red Sea. Attacks, it says, respond to Israel's assault.